Not unusual in comedians of his calibre. He was open about his struggles with the illness and about his problems with alcohol and drugs. Our health correspondent Dominic Hughes has been considering why comedians are sometimes vulnerable to mental illness.
It's almost a cliché to talk of the comedian who, behind the scenes, battles their personal demons, the tears of the clown. Charlie Chaplin, Tony Hancock, Spike Milligan all suffered from depression and used comedy as a defence or to disguise their problems. None talked about them as openly as Robin Williams or used their private anguish to such brilliant comedic effect. Earlier this year, retired Oxford professor of abnormal psychology, Gordon Claridge, published a study showing how vulnerable comedians can be, experiencing tremendous highs and lows.
I think the sort of downside of the manic part, you know, often destructive for them, as is the depression, but that is a price they and we pay for their comedy.
Perhaps even more relevant is that Robin Williams was a middle-aged man, the group at greatest risk of ending their life through suicide. Sue Baker from the mental health charity Mind says men are especially vulnerable.
All of us find it hard to talk about mental health problems. Men don't talk about mental health problems and don't see their GP if they are struggling. So we are really pushing for men not to see it as a sign of weakness, because it's not, to not be ashamed of struggling with any mental health problem, including depression.
The death of Robin Williams emphasises that success, wealth and widespread admiration offer no immunity to the ravages of severe depression.
A court has been told